So I thought right at the beginning of the run in Tubman Gimel, because it really connects a lot of things we're talking about. It's an important thing. And it's also, of course, it's a lot about the secret of fine code. Just a lot to work through a little bit. So I'm not going to read it inside. If you have the Gaon, so it's good to follow along. I'm just going to say outside, you can see what the Gaon says. If you have it with you, so then you could follow. As I'm paraphrasing it, you should be able to follow inside. So I don't have yet the team of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch brings the Pesach of the Rambam by Yisus Shemish, also may keep them the others. So in Yisus Tam Dogon, Yisus Dekhev also the Yisus Chavis Matzah. So the next class, he brings a Ravid. But the Ravid says that that's only if you have a Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. This halacha, that Yisus, the halacha of the Mishnah, is only if you have a shear of a Kezayis Chita and a shear of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So in this Ravid, he speaks out, you see several Chidushim. Number one, the Ravid holds that you have to have a shear. There has to be a shear of chita, shear of kezayis, and that's we found in other Rishonim. So that's really the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Yerushalmi in the Tesefdos, where Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the only chayav and chalal if you have a shear chalal of chita, you're only chayav. Yerushalmi talks about chalal. The Tesefdos is the same thing by matzah. So only yotzei chayvus matzah if you have a kezayis of chita. And the Yerushalmi says the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Ravid passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's Kashan the Rambam. Why the Rambam did not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? That was the long Rav Chaim that we did at the very beginning of the Zman. But I could point out the Ravid holds you need a Kezayis to pay a few less pass. I'm sorry, you need a Kezayis. What it says in Tosef is you need a Kezayis. What it says in Rav Shimon Gamliel is that you need a Kezayis. You need a Shir Chalo, you need a Shir of Mat. Furthermore, it says in the Ravid that you don't need Rav Chitim. Enough to have a kezayis to feel as fast. I could have imagined maybe you have to have not just a kezayis of chita, maybe you have to have roif chita, Yishalmi's machaikis, maybe you have to have roif chita. But Yishalmi says the going, Poshit, that we pass like a food in Yishalmi, that you need that a chita in others, you don't need roif chita. And that's really the Babli. The Babli says the fairest that the pshat in the Mishnah is because of Tam Kikr, nice and tam. So you see in the Babli that it's not roif chita, if you roif chita, nothing but nice and tam, then it's roif chita. So fine. So the Ravid says you don't need Rav Chita. So that's all pretty much straightforward. That the Ravid, that you need a Kezayis like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that it's you don't need Rav Chita. It's not that the Chita is nice and tam. But then there's a third Chiddush in the Ravid, which we haven't seen anyway. That not only do you need to have a Kezayis of Chita, but it has to be Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Moshe, this is the Gaon doesn't mention, but the Rabban Hilchas Chalas said the Feirush that you do not need a Kezayis to pay a Chilas Pras. You need to have a Kezayis because it's a Tznayim. The Rabban says you need a Kezayis, or you need a Shir Chal, according to Shimon Gamliel, because it's a Tznayim Greira. You can't say Greira if you don't have a Shir Chal, if you don't have a Shir of Chita. If it's less than a Shir of Chita, it doesn't have the power to be Greira the Iris. But once you have a Shir of Chita, whether a Shir Chal or a Shir Matzah, now the chita has the power to be going to the iris, and the whole iris now becomes lechem. The Ramban says you don't need to have a kezayis b'fei achilas pras. The Ramban says with iris. The Mishnah says stoma. The Mishnah says even if you don't have a kezayis b'fei achilas pras. But the Ravid says that you have to have a kezayis b'fei achilas pras in order to be yotzei chayvas matzah. So what's the reason for that? Maybe we should be doing the Gaon inside also, because I don't know for sure how many of you did the Gaon inside. I really sent a few, I sprung it on you. So let's read the Gaon inside together. We haven't done it yet, so we're doing it now, but Chavrusa is not here tonight, so this week, so you guys will be my Chavrusa. Let's see the Gaon inside. If you have it, if you guys have the Gaon, So the Gaon says, "Chosef arayved." The Shulchan Aruch just says, "Zechita the chosef arayved." Who sheish b'kizayis b'dechilas pras? Ubil chalo. because of her ayved. But you know, she ate by dogon kishir. But you have to have a shear of dogon. Right, that's lesser kish because I think this passes a bigger kish. Luchas Chali just says you have to have a shear of dogon. Right, that's like a Shimon Gamliel. The pasuk halachic of Asay, the halacha is like him. You loy bein reiv dogon. The ayved is you don't eat a reiv dogon. In other words, what's he referring to? He's referring to Tesefta. So that's the Shem Ulil that the Yishalmi mentions. You have to have dog, you have to have a Shir Chalo. And the Tesefta adds, you have to have a Shir Matzah, Shir Kazayas of Chita. The Laker of Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah is against Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's how he's being so different. He's so used to Nishan. The Mishnah is yeah, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And he's quoting that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbi even quotes it that way. The Reb Shimon Gamliel, I'm there, the Tosef, the Lucas read. Reb Yaakov, Idi, Shem, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Logish, Halacha, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now, Halacha is not like Reb Shimon Gamliel, so that's why the Rabbi would pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that you need to have Dogon Kishir. Umra, Halo, Halo said, Ben Kirabon, the Hocha, Ben Kirabon, the Hosom, Admin at Sheirupa Dogon v'Taima Dogon. You have to have not just a Sheir Dogon, you have to have Reiv Dogon. You have to have both. You have to have a Sheir Dogon and a Reiv Dogon. Afunam at Taima Dogon, Afbi Sheirupa Dogon, you don't have to have Reiv Dogon. Uposak Kirafunah, the Raivet passes like Kirafunah. You don't need Reiv Dogon, just the Kesai, Bechdeach in the Spas. Shechenon b'Gemara, Dizvachim Ayim Ches, Omre Shlokish Apigol. That's the Gemara we've seen already many times. The Shlokish said, Apigol Hanoiser Vatomi Shabolon Zebazel, you're not like it, because you don't know one of them is going to be bottled right, so you don't know which one to be master for. So the Shmamin on Nisan Tam Rav Lab Deir Aiso, and the Gemara asks Nisan Rava, what about the Mishnah about Isachiti? So the Nisan Tam is Deir Aiso. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's Davon. And the Gemara notes, is that you get to play with Matzah, so you see it's Deir Aiso. Ela Min B'Shen Eminoi. So the Gemara answers, Min B'Shen Eminoi, Nisan Tam is Deir Aiso. Min B'Minoi, Nisan Tam is a Deir Abon. So it's clear in that Gemara, Alma Afelgav Deruba Oyers. You don't need Rav Virus. So you don't need, it's enough even if you have Rav Virus. You don't need Rav Chita. As long as it's nice and tam is Deir Aiso. Could be a meal. But the Davka Shiesh Bekezayas Bethech Hilispas. Right, this is really the novel part of the Rav. Up till now, it's familiar. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Lachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have. But the Rav is Machadish, you need to have Kezayas Bethech Hilispas. Where did the Rav get that? That doesn't say in Rav Shimon Gamliel. And as I said, the Ramban passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel also. Says the Pharisee, you only kizayis to pay a kilis fast. So not to have a kizayis, the rest of the work is done by, you need a sheer kizayis to make greater, but after which you take greater. Where did the rabbi get that you need a kizayis to pay a kilis fast? Now, let me move on. The Chorah in Svara, I could have said that the Pshat in the rabbi is that the rabbi holds, doesn't hold from Nefach. He doesn't hold from Nefach. And therefore the rabbi holds that, the Ravid holds that you have to eat a shear, you have to eat a kezayis of chita to be yotzei chayv as matzah. So Mela, for seitzach you have to have kezayis with fair chilas pas because there's no other way to actually eat a kezayis of chita. And then I wouldn't need to find makarim so much for the Ravid, I think, because if that's the child of the Ravid, so we know because there's a concept of kezayis with fair chilas pas. Mishnah Pisos, but in order to be, you want to eat a kezayis, you have to do it with fair chilas pas. So it has to be possible to eat a kezayis with fair chilas pas. So maybe the rabbi just holds, you have to eat a kezayis of chita. Maybe that's the way he understands Reb Shimon Gamliel. You have to actually eat a kezayis of chita. The chiyuv is chal. The mitzvah is only yotz the mitzvah with the chita, not with the others. So obviously you have to eat a kezayis of chita. And I don't have to look very far, and then I could want to give a mokka for the rabbi, the mokkas in the Mishnah Pisos, that you have to have a kezayis of chita, achilas pas. Then he says, we have such a sheet of the Rashba and Piske Chal. Holds, that's what he holds. That in order to be yotzei achiv, in order to be yotzei chayvetz matz, it's not enough to eat a kezayis of the matzah. You have to eat enough of the matzah that you ate a kezayis of chita. So he doesn't have nefach. So the Gemara doesn't know about. He doesn't have nefach. And apparently he doesn't think that Gerera makes the iris into lechem either, or at least doesn't make it into matzah smitzvah either. You have to eat the chita, and the chita you have to eat kezayis b'chei achilas pas. The Goyin, I think, from the fact that we'll see in a minute, the Goyin is looking for a mukkah for this rabbit, that you need a kezayis b'chei achilas pas, and he finds it in Dinei Tam Ke'ikir and Chaim Cohen, that in Tam Ke'ikir you need a kezayis b'chei achilas pas. We'll see as we go on, we'll see. He's going to delve now into the shita of Chaim Cohen to explain the rabbit. That's the connection. This whole Goyin about Chaim Cohen in Yerodea, about Tam Ke'ikir, he's explaining about the Raivid in Hilchos Chomish, because he understood the Raivid that it's the Shita of Chaim Kolb. That the reason why you have to have a Gezayis L'Fechilis Pas is because otherwise you don't say Tam Kirke. So it's the guy who understands the Raivid. We haven't read the Goyim inside, but we'll see. The guy who understands the Raivid that he holds going with Nepach. He holds from Nepach. He holds his Tam Kirke, and there's Nepach. And that's how you read Sechayim Matzah, because the whole issue is Nepach to be Chitor. But there's a Tanai in Tam Kirke that you have to have Gezayis L'Fechilis Pas. And if you don't have Gezayis L'Fechilis Pas, then you don't say Tam Kirker, like the Shittim of Chaim Kol. That's basically what he's going to say. That's a chiddush to have a going understood the right. So let's see. So he says, Kemoshik, so it is weird, the Dafka Shesh, the Kedaif, the Chilus Mass. He says, Kemoshik, Kosab of Adazar, he brings the Mokkif of Chaim Kol. So he says, this is Gemara of Adazar. This is the beginning. Omre Gechen, and Kosu Taimi Mamosha, like an Olo, and Taimi Vei Mamosha, and Bezel Kizayis, the Chilus Mass. We know the Gemara. And then time over lema moshe is the ain like an olam. That's what Erechim's statement. Well, Peter Rashi, Rashi they learns, but they were time. And what's time over lema moshe? Chaylev mimayach shenofach. Rashi learns, what's the definition of time over lema moshe? That it was chaylev shenimayach. Rirotzoyna lema, Rashi means, afilu yesh bekezayis bechleyachilis pras, so ain megalsum midiraisim. How does he know? How does he know in Rashi that time of Lema Moshe is even if you don't have Kizayis Bechilis Pas? Rabbi Yechon didn't say that. Rabbi Yechon said, time of Moshe, Lekin Olam, Zer, Kizayis Bechilis Pas. Time of Lema Moshe, Ein Lekin Olam. Rashi learns time of Lema Moshe means Chelev Shini Moyach. And the Goyim says, Rosh Lema, even if there's no Kizayis, even if there is a Kizayis Bechilis Pas. How does he know the Goyim? It's really something we spoke about. Anybody? How does the guy know that Rashi means that Taimi Vilei Mamoshu, which is Chaylev Shinimayach, so it says, Ein Leikin Olam, maybe that's only if there's no Kizayis for Chaylev Shinimayach. Maybe if there's a Kizayis for Chaylev Shinimayach, maybe then you are Leikin Olam.
Because they understand Mamoshu as Kizayis for Chaylev Shinimayach.
Okay.
But there isn't
exactly the same as Lema Moshe. But that's not what Rashi says. Time is Lema Moshe means you're on the right track, but it's the other way around.
In fact, Rashi
had
a difference in
seers
between Lema
Moshe
and Lema
Moshe. Right. Okay. No, we said it a while back. There's two ways to translate the Rechon's memory. Rechon is Time is Lema Moshe, Lema Moshe, Lema Moshe, Lema Moshe, Lema Moshe, Time is Lema Moshe, Lema Moshe. And he doesn't say what that is. So there's only one way to translate the Rechon's memory. That the definition of Mamoshoi is Kizayis Pateyachilis Pas. When Rabbi Yochanan said Bezel Kizayis Pateyachilis Pas, he's defining what Mamoshoi means. Mamoshoi is defined as Kizayis Pateyachilis Pas. We'll see in a minute that the Arishani will know. In which case, what does Time of Alei Mamoshoi mean? That there's no Kizayis Pateyachilis Pas. And that's the whole difference between Mamoshoi and Lema Moshoi. The word Ramosha is a synonym, is a shorthand way of saying Kizayis Bechteachilas Pras. So that's exactly what we're going to say. You have a Kizayis Bechteachilas Pras, you like it. You don't have a Kizayis Bechteachilas Pras, then you're not like it. We'll see that Tosis is going to bring Tosis in along those lines. But then that's the only difference between Ramosha and Lema Moshe, is whether there's a Kizayis Bechteachilas Pras or not. But Rashi learns that what's the definition of Ramosha? That it wasn't Nimayach. And the definition of Lema Moshe is that it was Nimayach. So then when Rabbi Yechon said the time of Moshe was Zeu Kizayis Bechilis Pas. So what's this Kizayis Bechilis Pas? That's not the definition of Moshe. So what is it? It's a condition. Time of Moshe, meaning it wasn't Nimayach, is like it. And condition that there was a Kizayis Bechilis Pas. You need to have a whatever. That's the condition. You need to have a Kizayis Bechilis Pas. In which case, when Rabbi Yechon then says the time of the Lema Moshe, meaning it was Nimayach, is ain't like an Olav. That has to be, even if there is a Kizayis Bechilis Pas, because if time of a Lema Moshe is only not like it, if you don't have a Kizayis Bechilis Pas, then there's no difference between a Moshe and Lema Moshe. Both the Moshe and Lema Moshe, you like it if there is a Kizayis Bechilis Pas, you're not like it if there's not a Kizayis Bechilis Pas. But that's not what Rabbi Yechon said. Rabbi Yechon distinguished between Moshe when it didn't melt, and Lema Moshe when it did melt. Well, if that's the case, if that's the distinction, that means that both cases have to be Kizayis Bechilis Pas. If there's Mamosha, you're like it. If there's no Mamosha, you're not like it. So that's how Rashi reads Rabbi Yochanan, that kezayis b'chayik l'shvas is the condition. It's the that sets the term of the whole memory of the whole statement. The case is kezayis b'chayik l'shvas. Now mush is like you, leima mush is ain't like. Therefore, Rashi has a question. Well, if there's a kezayis b'chayik l'shvas, so why by time of the leima mush when it's nimayach you're not like it, you should be like us tam ke'ikah. You know, if Tom Kikir, then it's not bottle. Even if it's Nemeyach, it's not bottle. When you have a Kezayis, it's ridiculous fast. Never mind Nepach. But even it should, even without Nepach, you should be like us Kezayis, it's ridiculous fast. Nepach even makes it worse. So how can the Rebbe say, time blame a Moshe Zayn like alone? So that's the next line that he says. That the Kaimel and Tom Kikir lap their Isa. The answer is, because the Halacha is, according to Rashi, you have to say, that Rabbi Yochanan holds time, the Tam Kikr is not to be a Raisa. So go without Tam Kikr. So that's why time of Leim HaMoshi if it's Nimayach, so really it's Botel B'Roiv. That's why you're not like it. Even though there's a Kezayis with Benechil Espas, but you're not like it because it's Botel B'Roiv. I say, why, time of HaMoshi, why are you getting like it? Say like the Ramban, time of HaMoshi is worse. This is all ground that we've covered. Going here is a. Fine. Ukemeshi Kosu Bechulin, as Rashi said in Chulin. So, like the Gemara says in the Chulin, the bottom of on the top of Tzadik Testament, it goes from the bottom of Tzadik Testament base to the top of Tzadik Testament. Al Rava Omer leNitzchei leTam Kikir deBekotshim Osir. Aval beChulin, there's a member there in the Gemara we mentioned also this, that Rava there says Zod. He says that Tam Kikir is also by Kotshim. The Taisa says Ladafka. If there it happens, it's only by Kotshim. So he says Kotshim. It's also by Chulin too. But Rashi says, no, only by Kotshim is Tam Kikir also, because we have Malimut for Kachas. But by Chulin, Tam Kikir is Mutter. Damaroi Basroi held Rova, Damaroi Basroi held Tam Kikir is Mutter. But I and Shon Berashi, and there Rashi says that over there. But I and Vishom Kukhesam and Aleph, Omer Abai Shmami no time of Lema Moshe Bial Medir Aiso, Abai wants to die from Bosu B'chol of the time of Time of Leim Moshe the Raisa. Omalei, the Rabbi said, no, Time of Leim Moshe is not the Raisa. And I, why do you need to have it? What's in the sinus time by Bosu B'chol? That's nothing to do with Time of Leim Moshe. That's a din in Derech Bishal of Sotar, the Chiddush in Bosu B'chol. This is all Shittas Rashi. Masha Kosev B'chol and Mishra speak in Tam Ke'iker. She's still Amroi Basroi, the Mestri Asmach, the Almu, the Amroim held only in Asmach. The Nozib, Yulinochim, Shneksuvim, either because Nozir and Gilinokam is Neksum and Bank Echod, Inami Nozir and Hetim is Tarfu Isser, and Gilinokam is a Chidush, Rashi Shom said a Chesim base, that's the Rashi and Chulim, that has to do with the Drushas later on, the Rashi's down the road, but so I help that despite all of the Drushas, we can deal with all the Drushas, and the bottom line is Tom Kicker is not to be a Rice. So that's Shittas Rashi. We haven't gotten back yet to the Rhyme, but Shittas Rashi, the Tom Kicker is a Darbonim, and that's who explains the member of Rabbi Echad. The Taimi Mamosh is Loikanolo, Taim Blame Mamosh is Ain Loikanolo. It's all talking about the conditions prevailing in the whole member of Kezayis preparing for this pras. Nonetheless, if it's Leima Moshe, you're not like it because Tom Kikir is in the Rabbanim. That kind of Shittas Rashi. But Taisus Shom, Ubi Avodah Zarah, Taisus in Chulin, and Avodah Zarah, Hikshu Al Rashi, Mehod Izvachem Anal, Bechitim Ba'erez, and Nesim Tam, Ba'erez, Deir Aysa. They asked on Rashi, Taisus asked on Rashi, from the Gemara in Zvachem, but the Gemara says by the Mishnah, by the Gemara, Pikul Meisiv Tomei and the Mishnah, Eisa Chitim and Achitim, Eisa Isim and Achitim and Oiris, and the Gemara says Shmami no Nois and Tam Deir Aisa. So Tosh says, oh, you see Tam Kikir is a Deir Aisa. Of course, Rashi will answer. What will Rashi answer to that? What is Rashi? What's Rashi going to respond to the Gemara's Zochet? How can the Gemara say Nois and Tam by Isa is Deir Aisa? People like to tell me, how can you go over this thing? Nice and time is there. I said, I mean, Mishani, you know, what happened? Time kicks only there, but time in Ramosha. So, but that's Rashi's answer. It'll be time in Ramosha, like there, but. But Taisus doesn't think that that's a chiluk. Doesn't think time in Ramosha makes a difference. The Rosh, who's on Taisus' side, the Rosh and Chulin, explains, quotes the Ramban about time in Ramosha. Maybe there's a issue in time in Ramosha. The Rosh says he doesn't think that makes any difference, time in Ramosha, not in Ramosha. He says, what's the difference between Chayil Shini Noach and Isu and Isu that was when Pigol Noisav told me he should follow in Zemzeh or in Isu, he says, what's the difference? He says, neither one is Ben. I mean, they're both Nimoach. The Isu is also Nimoach, and you know, they don't see it. The pieces aren't there, and they both think the volume increases in both cases. even chelav shenimaya can increase the value, and even isa, even when you're, when you, even the isa shenilaisha bechita ba'iris, you don't actually see the chita and the iris separately. So what's the difference in chita and iris that you call that timely mamasha, and that's the isa, and chelav shenimaya, but that's called the timely v'leim mamasha, and it's only a derabonim. It's a problem for us. We have to be dealt with. Why is Isa called Taimi Mamashai and Chelev Shinimayach is Taimi Belay Mamashai? Very not clear. Akopon, that's what that Tosis doesn't like Rashi's position. Further, it also takes another Gemara. Bishon, the Gemara says Elamin Bishenimin with Taimi Min Bemini Beruba. Now, is he talking midraisa drabonim? No. Al kachuk midraisa do midruba. Min b'mina beruba is only midraisa. Midrabonim min b'mina is not for oivin ishishim. So he must be talking on the deraisa level. And yet he says min b'shenimina is the time. Oh, you see, tampik is deraisa. Rashi will probably answer. I was talking about time in Moshe. Anyway, the kitzur Tosis rejects Rashi. And Tosis holds, as do probably oivin ishishim, the tampik here is, or as many ishishim, tampik here is deraisa. So time of kikir is the raisa. So then we're back to square one. We have you explain the yechon's memra. The time of lema moshi zayin like another. Upirshu. So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah answers v'shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The mashakosu by Avodah Zarah time of moshi ha'inu kezayis bechvei achilas pras. The afilu ein moshi kigun shenimaya. The time of lema moshi ha'inu she'ainu kezayis bechvei achilas pras. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah v'shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. The other pshatim of Yechonon. Then when Rabbi Yechonon said v'zeu kezayis bechvei achilas pras, that's not a tenai. That's the definition of mamoshe. V'zeu kezayis bechvei achilas pras means what do I call mamoshe? Kezayis bechvei achilas pras. And what's called loy mamoshe? When you don't have a kezayis bechvei achilas pras. And therefore Rabbi Yechonon said when you have a kezayis bechvei achilas pras, then you're like it. When you don't have a kezayis bechvei achilas pras, then you're not like it. And that's what Tosfos says in Chulin, in the second Teretz. The Chayin Kosev Harosh Shom in Chulin Ubil Cheschala B'Shem Rabbeinu Chayin. This is the sheet of the Rosh B'Shem Rav Chaim Kon. Now this is interesting because he's putting together things that, if not for the knowing, we would not necessarily put together. What's he talking about? Tosfos in Chulin. It's not a test. The Tosfos has the whole discussion about Tam Kikir, if it's the ice or not. I'm running out of ink. Hold the debate. I'm able to let it work. And then if you have an ad, what's time of a mushroom like it? The boom? I have his eyes with the pass. So Rashi learns that Kezayis Bechtechilas Pras is a condition that pertains across the board. Rashi learns Taimei Mamashi means it wasn't Nimaya, it's solid. Taimei Belei Mamashi means it was Nimaya. And the condition regardless is Kezayis Bechtechilas Pras. So therefore it comes out that even if you have a Kezayis Bechtechilas Pras, if it's Nimaya, you're not like it. So a filu. Yesh, kizayis bechvei achilas pras. If it was nimayach, ain't like it. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Tam kikir is the rice, because it's rice, tam kikir. But Rashi, tam kikir is the rabbonim, that's the rashi. But Tosfos mechich, tam kikir is the rice. If tam kikir is the rice, it's Tosfos, so he doesn't understand. So why would you not be like it if it's nimayach? Who cares if it's nimayach, but it's tam kikir? So if Tosfos says B'Shem Rabbein, Tosfos of Adazor, B'Shem Rabbein Elio, Tosfos and Chulim doesn't put a name on it, but it's exactly the same. Tosfos says, what in the second Teretz over there?
first Eris is your favorite town. You haven't gotten to it yet. But I guess, anyway, it's the very top of Tariq, Tessim and Aleph and Chulim. I should probably have. But I guess, no? Yeah, but I guess, anyway. But it's all Shalom, you know, right? Vehecha, the Ike Kezayis Bechtechi Lespas, Korli Taimi Mamoshe. Vehecha, the Leke Kezayis Bechtechi Lespas, Korli Taimi Belay Mamoshe.
End of Teres. So Taisa says in Chulim, in the second Teres, Taisa says in Avodah Zohar, B'Shem Rabbein Olio, so we'll call it Shittu Rabbein Olio, Taimi Ramashoi equals his eyes look there to his class. And you're like, Taimi Ramashoi equals, they don't have his eyes look there to his class, focus his eyes, and then say a like. Pashup shot, if you didn't know anything else, how do you explain this? Why are you like it when you have a desire to pay for this fast? And why are you not like it when you don't have a desire to pay for this fast? So we say, there's no nefach. Rabbeinu Leo doesn't hold the nefach. When you have a desire to pay for this fast, you like it. That means you like it when? If you ate the whole desire to this. And time of labor motion means that there wasn't a desire to pay for this fast, and therefore, even if you ate the whole pot, you're not going to be like it because there's no, because you don't have a kezayis, but they have to respect. I would have said, Rabbi Elio is totally outside. Nothing to do with nefach. We know not everybody holds from nefach. The Rash doesn't hold from nefach. There's lots of Rishayim who don't hold from nefach. So, the Rabban doesn't hold from nefach. We could say, Rabbi Elio could be from the Rishayim who don't hold from nefach. And he's saying a very simple thing. Kezayis, kefeyachil, as fast as like it, because you ate a kezayis at chenuf. Because that time of Olam Moshe means pochus mikazayis b'chilas fast. You're not like because you ate less than the kazayis b'chilas. And nefach doesn't enter into it. But the Goyim puts together this sheet of Rabbeinu Eliyahu with Reb Chaim Cohen in the Rosh, the famous Reb Chaim Cohen, quoted by the Rosh Nechala that we learned at the beginning of the Zman, and quoted by the Rosh in Chulin, Tzadok Ches over there at Simon Lamed Aleph in the Rosh in the Chulin. Who says that when you have kezayis b'chayachilas fast, then we say nefach, and you like it, even on a kezayis from the Torahs. And if you have less than a kezayis b'chayachilas fast, Then we don't say nefach, and then you ain't like it. At least you're not like on a kazayis to the Torahs. If you actually ate the whole thing, maybe it would be like according to later. But I propose we'll see later on. But no, I'm sorry, you never be like it. Even if you ate the whole thing, I can be like it's pachas mikazayis. Yeah, at least yourself is pachas mikazayis with nefil spas. But there's no nefach. The main thing in the Chaim Cohen is that there's no nefach. So that's the Shita of Chaim Cohen, the famous Shita of Chaim Cohen, which we already know about from the beginning of the semester, that Rav Chaim Cohen says, when you have a kezayis b'chayachilas fast, then nefach kicks in, and then you're liking a kezayis from the Torahs. When you don't have a kezayis b'chayachilas fast, the nefach doesn't kick in, and that, then you're not like And that's probably how he reads Rav Yochanan too. Taimu Mamoshi means, could be, that's how you're Rav Yochanan. Taimu Mamoshi means you have a kezayis b'chayachilas fast, and then you like it even on a kezayis from the Torahs. Taim of Leim Moshe means it wasn't kezayis that you fast and you're not like it at all. So that's fine, Reb Chaim Cohen. But for some reason, the Goyin assumes that Rabbeinu Eliyahu meant like Reb Chaim Cohen. With the Tosfos and quote with the two Tosfos, both in Chulin and Reb Zer, who quote the Shita of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, they meant the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen. Meant the Tosfos. I don't know where the Goyin saw that in Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Very salsa. But that's what he says. And the chayyur, the guy means to say, like, how does one get into all of this? Because he's explaining the writer. So the chayyur, the guy means to say that that's also the sheet of the writer. the Raivad who says that by challah you need to have, by matzah you need to have a kezayis b'chilas fas, the Raivad didn't mean, and now you have to eat the whole, you have to eat the whole isa in order that you get the kezayis b'chitah. No, once you have a kezayis b'chilas fas, then we say nepach with tam ki'ikir, and then you get to with the kezayis of the tarbis. But you need a kezayis b'chilas fas, because otherwise nepach doesn't kick in. So the going is, so otherwise, he didn't need this whole arichus. Like he just, like as I said before, then he could just said the Raivad holds you need the kezayis b'chilas fas because you have to eat the kezayis of chitah. So of course you need the kezayis b'chilas fas because that's the mission of Christus. You have to eat the kezayis b'chilas fas to be able to see anything. So you see that. So the Goyim is roping in the Raivad too. So really, it's very strange to me that how did the Goyim know that the Raivad and Rabbeinu Eliyahu that they all hold from the shita of Chaim Kohen? Rav Chaim Kohen, we always thought. I mean, whatever, I would have thought it's like a das yochid, a very left, you know, it's like a nabrik shita that you have netbach, but only when you have a kezayis to the spas, then it's netbach, and you're looking at kezayis from the teretz. And the Goyim is making, it's like making it, it's like a whole crowd, or the Raivad, and Rabbein Eliyahu in place of the Zohar, and the second teretz in place of the Kulim. They all hold from this yisoid, and they read it in Rav Yechonon, that when you have it, that time yim ha-moshe, zehu kezayis to the chilas fas, and then you look even in the kezayis from the teretz. Because when you have a kezayis to chilas fas, and then you have a nepach, and then you're looking at kezayis from the teretz. And the gong goes on. Aval Rabbein Tam. Do you have it? The last word in the line is, and the last two words in the line are pirish to taimah. Just before that. Aval Rabbein Tam. Pirish. The taimai the leim amoshi they like in hainu benim beminai. Have all the sheinu minu deraisa. The Tam says a different teretz Rabbi Yechonon. Okay, the Tam also holds Tam because they're aisa, and he asks from the member of Rabbi Yechonon, and Rabbi Tam answers that the Rabbi Yechonon is talking about min beminai. Where do we have this Rabbi Tam? We saw this Rabbi Tam already. In the Rash, brought this Rabbi Tam. But the Rabbi Yechonon's member is talking about min beminai. Min beminai. There's no Tam kicker. Of course, then you have to understand. So, what's timing when Moshe Lekin Olof? It's new minish. You bottle chad betray. So, we saw in the Rash. Tyson Chulin says it's talking about timing Moshe where it's mamish nitter. The Rash says even if it's not nitter, as long as it's not nimoyach, the Rash says it's bamshel, but gezayis v'techilas passes in the tsarat, that as long as it's not nimoyach, even in the mino is one ma'isachilo. Okay, that's not our concern right now. Like Rabbi Natan says, that the Rav Yechon's member is talking about min b'mino. But if it's min v'sheini minoi, then you like it all of even by time of v'loy mamasha. Ulidvorov, afilu b'pachlis mishpei achilas pas. Says the guy, the fear of in the tam, you like it even if you don't have a desire to mishpei achilas pas. Now, as he's saying there, the tam holds from nefach, and the tam holds from nefach even without a desire to mishpei achilas pas. Now this is double chiddush, because we're getting a lot out of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan just said Rabbi Yochanan is talking about that Tam kicked his deraisa, and Rabbi Yochanan's member is by min b'mina. It wouldn't be min b'sheina. So the Goyim is saying, oh, so it seems that by min b'sheina mina, you're like even by loyma moshe, and even if you don't have a kezayis b'chilas fas. So there's a few things here. First of all, that's a posture that Rabbeinu Tam holds from Nefach. What's the right that Rabbeinu Tam holds from Nefach? Because Rabbeinu Tam says that the Yechon's member is by Min B'minoi, which implies that by Min B'she'eni Mini would be like it. Where do I see Nefach? Maybe by Min B'she'eni Mini would be like it. Because Rabbeinu Tam was learning that Taimei Uma Moshe and Taimei B'lei Ma Moshe mean nimoyach and not nimoyach like Rashi. They're both talking about kezayis b'chilas fas. So the Rosh talks about a case where you had across the board a case where you had kezayis b'chilas fas, and therefore if it wouldn't be min b'mino, you would be like it because you ate a kezayis of isser. Who says that? Where do you see Rabbi Natan and Nefach at all? What we see in Rabbi Yehonatan is that he had issues with Rabbi Yochanan. He couldn't live with Rabbi Yochanan being min b'she'ein minoy, unless Rabbi Yochanan has to be min b'minoy, and then it's off the table of Tam Kikr. But if it be min b'she'ein minoy, then it'll be Tam Kikr, and then Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't make any sense. Where do I see nefach from that? Maybe he learned Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about kezayis b'techilas fast across the board. When Rabbi Yochanan said that v'hu d'ika kezayis b'techilas fast, that was the condition for the whole memory, not just the definition of Mamosha. It's not the definition of Mamosha. It's just the case of the, it's the case across the board. And if it's the case across the board, so fine, so then you like it. But I mean, you say, I mean, of course you like it, even if it's Nimaya, because Tom Kaker. If you ate the Kazai, it isn't. Apparently, the Goyen is learning that Rabbeinu Tam, that even Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara, that mamoshoi means kizayis b'techilas fas, and loy mamoshoi means that you don't have a kizayis b'techilas fas. And since he learned that it's only by min b'minoy, so there's talking implication that if it would be min b'she'ein minoy, if you didn't have a kizayis b'techilas fas, you would still be like. And that implies that there's a nefesh, even without a kizayis b'techilas fas. Local kashrut, where he got that assumption from? In Rabbeinu Tam. The Rash, remember the Rash did not hold from that. Right, that was the Chadash. The Rash has a more diffuse kind of nepach. The whole issue, there is a nepach, but not enough to be like God unless you ate the kezayis of this. Okay, in Yoneinu, as far as what we're talking about now in the Goyen, we're going to call that there's no nepach. In Malkus, there's no practical nepach. The Rash does not hold from nepach. And the Rash quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rash doesn't say that Rabbeinu Tam has it. The Rash doesn't have nepach at all, doesn't believe in Rabbeinu. And he learns like Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about min b'minoy. Because otherwise it would be Tam Kikr. There's Rash that we did by him. The Rash learns that Tam Kikr is their Aisa. He asks, what do you do with the member of Rabbi Yochanan? And he answers like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's min b'minoy. Then he has his own piece, you know, his own spin on that. So min b'minoy. So why is time in Moshe Leike? It's min b'minoy. It's chachad betray. So he answers with his chiddush that by min b'minoy, if it's not nimayach, so there's a din of kezayis with techilas pas. Okay, that's not our concern right now. But the Rash is an anti nefach person, and he's masking to Rabbeinu Tam and the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. They're talking about min b'minoy. So the Rash apparently didn't think that Rabbeinu Tam saying anything about nefach. Well, nothing to do with nefach. Rabbeinu Tam just says that if it's min b'shein minoy, if you have a kezayis with techilas pas, you like it because you ate a kezayis of this. The Idoch, the Rosh and Chalo that we saw, the Rosh and Chalo, and the Rosh in Chulin also, the same way, quotes Rabbeinu Tam as holding from Nefach. That by min b'shein minoy, this time kicker, and you like it a kezayis from the time. So yes, it's a really question on the Rosh. How did the Rosh know that that's Rabbeinu Tam held? Unless the Rosh knew, maybe there's the Rosh knew that that's Rabbeinu Tam held. Like, I don't know. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam, maybe he knew that that's Rabbeinu Tam holds. But the Rosh didn't know, so I don't know. And Goyin is a further Chiddush, though. Goyin also says in Rabbeinu Tam that not only does Rabbeinu Tam hold from Nefach, but Rabbeinu Tam holds from Nebuch even when you don't have a kezayis b'techilas fas, not like a Chaim Kohen. This is not so posh. The Rosh is maybe mashma rabbi, because when the Rosh and Chala. The Rosh and Chala, when he talked about the Mishnah. How does this work? So he says that it works with Nepa. And he brings Rabbeinu Tam. That Tam Kikr means Nepa. And then he says, Rav Chaim Kohen said that you only see Nepa when you have a kezayis b'techilas fas. And lefizeh, the Mishnah Chala has to be talking about when you have a kezayis b'chil espas. So it's mashma a little bit that Rabbi Natan doesn't agree with that. According to Rabbi Natan, you don't need that opinion. It's hamuchuch. Rabbi Natan didn't talk about that. Rabbi Natan said it's nefach. Rabbi Chaim Kohn qualified that. Only when you have a kezayis b'chil espas, maybe Rabbi Natan agrees. The Tur quotes Rabbi Natan as saying that if you don't have a kezayis b'chil espas, then there's no nefach. And when you have a kezayis b'chil espas, then there is a nefach. I'm a Shukhaim Kof. The Tur in Sarek Ches, in Yerudet. What we call a Chaim Kof, the Tur called Hashem Rabbi Natan. Says the basis. Even though that's really the Shukhaim of Chaim Kof, but the Tur assumed that Rabbi Natan doesn't argue on the distinction. Rabbi Natan also said Nepach. And Rabbi Chaim Kof introduced the distinction, and Rabbi Natan agrees to that distinction. So the Tur quotes of Hashem Rabbi Natan. The Goyin, we'll see in a few minutes, the Goyin is Magia in the Tur that it should say Rabbi Chaim Kof instead of Rabbi Natan. The Gaon of Shitosei, that he thinks Rabbi Natan is chayuk and Rabbi Chaim Kof, and Rabbi Natan holds Nepach without any distinctions. Again, it's hard to know where he got all this from. So it's like there's a double whammy over here. Like there's a double ambiguity. Rabbi Natan himself, from what we know, said very little. Rabbi Natan just said Rabbi Yochanan's memory doesn't stim with Tam Kikker. If Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Min B'Shen Amina, it wouldn't make sense because Tam Kikker is a derisa. Rabbi Yochanan must be talking about Min B'Mina. From that itself, we see that he passes Tam Kikker derisa. That's about all we see. We don't see anything about Nefech at all, like you see in the Rash. Rabbi Natan learned Taimei V'Lei Mamosh, it means Nimayach, but it's still Kezayis V'Fechil is fast. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even that if it's Nimaya, even if you have a Kezayis V'Fechil is fast, you're not like it, which means that he doesn't hold from that. Must be what happened to Tam Kikker must be talking about Min B'Mina. But there's no, I don't see anything here, and therefore if it would be Min B'Shein B'Mina, then you would be like it, even though it was Nimaya. But only on condition that it's Kezayis V'Fechil is fast. There's no nefach, there's no nothing. I don't see it in Rabbi Natan. I can imagine that you don't have to say nefach at all, which I see in the Rash. The Rash doesn't know from nefach, and he agrees to Rabbi Natan. Somewhere, the Goyin, and for that matter, the Rosh, they saw in Rabbi Natan that Rabbi Natan holds that by min v'she'en imino, you're like even if you don't have a kezayis b'tei chil espas. Because of a nefach. I'm sorry. You're like it even if you didn't eat a kezayis of this. Even if you only ate a kezayis of the tarevus, you like it. Again, I don't know where they got that out of Rabbi Natan. And the Goyin goes further, and he gets out of Rabbi Natan, a half step further, that not only is Rabbi Natan holds from Nefach, but he holds from Nefach even more than a Chaim Kohn. Because a Chaim Kohn only holds from Nefach on condition that you have Kezayis at the Achilles Pass. And Rabbi Natan holds from Nefach regardless. Rabbi Natan holds from Nefach across the board. And it's like in the Torah that therefore the Torah can't be saying Rabbi Natan when he means Rabbi Chaim Kohn, because Rabbi Natan is more Nefachic than a Chaim Kohn. So let me just repeat the word we just read. The time pierced the time of the Moshe, like in Haina did the Mina, the Enemina, the Raisu, the Dvar, the Philip Pachas, the Fair Hill is Brass. The Chain Tirsa Tosis, the Chul and Shon, the Terra Tarishain, Ra'ayan Rosh Shom. Yeah, Tosis and Chul, what he asks, and the member of the Vichon, how can the Vichon say what he says, what happened to Tam Kikker? So the second Terra is Rabbeinu Eliyahu. That Haina Yuma Moshe is defined by Kezayis V'Fechil Espas, and time of Elohim Moshe by definition means there was no Kezayis V'Fechil Espas, and that's why you're not like it has nothing to do with Tam Kikker. And his first time is Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Min B'Mina. Rabbeinu Tam, and here comes close to home, Zok to Goy rather, and here comes back to Arsug Yavar Kosher, Yimashi Kosher V'Psochim, Mimdali, V'Amen Kezayis V'Fechil Espas V'Yeraisu. He's doing a right there of Chaim Kohn. He's asking now a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that there's a universal nefach, I have a kasha on you. We don't know this such a Rabbeinu Tam, but the guy thinks it's a Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that there's nefach across the board. So he has a kasha from Agamar. Because Abaye asked Rav Dimi by Kupois, if kezayis b'chayachilas pas is drabonon, so why do we say shani yomer? Why do we? How do we write to be naked? We have the answer to him is not as that drabonon. But kaponim, Abai asked the bini. But tell me, if kezayis b'chayachilas pas is deraisa, so by the kupas you have kezayis b'chayachilas pas. So it's also midiraisa. So how can you say shani yomer? It's mashma. That if kizayis b'chayachilas pras is only a derabbanon, if there's no concept of kizayis b'chayachilas pras, then kupas would be good. Why would it be good? According to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you don't have a kizayis b'chayachilas pras, you have an epach, and you're liking a kizayis in the Torah. So it's an institute, you're liking regardless. You don't need a kizayis b'chayachilas pras to be liking by min b'shein emina. Now, Kupas might be talking, maybe Kupas is Mimimino. Maybe the answer is Kupas Toma Mimimino. But Taisus, for us, Eisvei, says that Kupas Toma Mimimino. Because if it was Mimimino, he brought to Chad the trade, it wouldn't be Kashner Dimi in the first place. So Taisus prefers that the case of Kupas is Mimimino. And yet, Abai's Toil the Kasha on Kizai Spechtechilis Pass. Abai's Taisus that if that for Kizai Spechtechilis Pass, there'd be no problem. The few of time, even without a Kizai Spechtechilis Pass, should be Nepach. Aval Taisus Bechulin, Tirtzu the Shom b'min b'mina. So Tyson Chulin Taka says. Tyson Chulin Taka asks by Kuplis. He says, "What's the kasha? Tam ke'ikar." Tyson Chulin Taka says, "Tam ke'ikar." What's going on? Tam ke'ikar. What's the kasha in Kuplis? I mean, not what's the kasha. Why is it any better if kizayis is faster than derabbanan? So you don't have the kizayis, but you have tam ke'ikar. So Taisa's answer is that it's talking about Kupas is min b'mina. That's what Taisa answered the question. Kupas, we didn't see that question. Taisa's answer that Kupas is min b'mina. Talk about it. Kupas is min b'mina. The next few lines we'll skip. The Lutamech. Let's tell the Lutamech. It's the Tassus and the Yos. The Chen Tetsu B'Yvamas. So it's Shere Taisim Sach learns that Kupas is talking about Min B'She'enei Minoi. If it's Min B'She'enei Minoi, so who cares if you have a Kizayis B'Techilis Pas? You don't have a Kizayis. Who cares if there is a Din of Kizayis B'Techilis Pas? There is. There's no Din of Kizayis B'Techilis Pas. According to Rebbe Nachman, you should say Nepa, even if you don't have a Kizayis B'Techilis Pas. The Tzorach Leim, 1 second. The Taisus, the Psochem, Anal, Hu L'Teretz of Chaim. The Taisus, B'Yos, is going like a Chaim Kohen. That Nebuch is unconditionally have a Kizayis B'Techilis Pas. And that's Kufa Pshat and Rabbi is saying to Abdim. Rabbi says to Abdim, according to you, that this Kizayis B'Techilis Pas is there, so the Nebuch, every Kizayis B'Techilis Pas will trigger a Nebuch. So then why happen to say Shani Ayn? But if Kizayis B'Techilis Pas is only there, Abonon, that means that there's no, that even Kizayis B'Techilis Pas is nothing and it won't trigger a Nebuch. It won't trigger a nepach. You see that that's connected. If kizayis b'chilas pas is derabonon, then the fear of Chaim Kohen doesn't trigger nepach. And that's good for what Abai is saying. Additionally, the D, there's no nepach because I don't believe in kizayis b'chilas pas, so there's no nepach. Because the pshat in Gibra Chaim Kohen is when you have enough isser to be like all of with neatzmoi, then you say nepach. But if you don't have enough isser to be like on the isser, then there's no nepach going to Chaim Kohen. Well, according to Abai, Kizayis B'Techilis Pas is not enough Isser to be like it. In order to be like it, you need so much Isser, according to Abai, that you could eat it B'Vazachas. You have, like the Isser is like a third, the Tarevus is a third Isser, you could put the whole thing in your mouth and eat it Kizayis at once. Then you would have an Nefer. But if it's just spread out as a Kizayis B'Techilis Pas, Abai holds that's not enough of a Tzur. So you can't do like on the Isser, and there's no Nefer. So therefore, then the Gemara is very good. But according to Taisus and Taisus and Chulin, held not like a Chaim Kohen. He held like a Rebbeinu Tam. And therefore, he thinks there should be Nebuch across the board. There's Nebuch across the board, so what does Abai want with Kizayis B'Techilas Pas? So what does that do with Kizayis B'Techilas Pas? There's always Nebuch. So Taisus has to answer that Kupas is Min B'Mina. So he says, but then it's still Shere Rebbeinu Tam. That's really Taisus and Taisus and Chulin, Appellate. Chayim Yes. It's still Shere, he's the same Duchos, the Chayim Kutu Chababli. Do min b'she'en minoi. There you still have the kasha. Abai asked Rav Dimi not only from kupos, that you can say is min b'minoi. But Abai asked Rav Dimi from meduchos. Meduchos is min b'she'en minoi. And he asked Rav Dimi from kutach habavli, which is min b'she'en minoi. And according to Rav Natan, it's always nepach. So what does Abai want? What's Abai's kasha on Abdini? According to you, Abdini, why is Meduchos, why by Meduchos could you be Mekel, but it's a Kezayis B'Techil Esfas? What's it any better according to Abai? So Kezayis B'Techil Esfas is their Abonim. But Tam Kikir is their Aiso, and it's a Nepach, and Meduchos should be Nepach.
Didn't
Tosos
say that we're not
going to talk to
Tanakaman,
we're bias closer? Tosos in Nozir. Tosos in Chulin Takanga, because Itaka asks what happened to Tam Kikir. That's Tosos Akasha. Tosos asks, very strange Tosos. Tosos asks by Meduchos. Tosos in by Kupos. Tosos in Chulin asks on the case of Kupos. There's the Tosos in Chulin that long, Tosos in Rova. And Tzadokhes on the base. But Tosos talks about this dinner, the dinner of Tam Kikir. And he argues in Rashi Tam Kikir is their Abon, and Tosos Tam Kikir is their Isaac. So Tosos asks, so what did Abai, what does the Gemara want by Kupos that it should be told in Kezayis B'Techil Esfas? Even if Kezayis B'Techil Esfas is their Abonon, but what happened to Tam Kikir? Which the Goyen understands to mean that Tosis is asking about Nepa. So the Goyen answers, so Tosis answers that Kupos is Min B'Mina. Okay, you're asking this Kupos, but Meduchas make him a man. It's a parallel to Tosis. The Goyen is asking that. The Kitzer, so the Goyen is saying that he is a Raya to Chaim Kohen from Asagir. It's really, we said, we've been saying this, that as Sugi, if you hold it this Tam Kikir with a Nepach, like Rabbeinu Tam, across the board, then our Sugi is very problematic. Because what do you need Hetim Mitzvah for Isser, and what do you need Kizayis to Chayim to Esfas? You have Tam Kikir, and you have Nepach, and it should be also right away. Unless the Gemara doesn't know about Tam Kikir. But Tyson Chulin Zavashinor knows it, but the Gemara does know about Tam Kikir. The Gemara knows about Tam Kikir, it's a very shared Gemara. That's the Gemara's Kashi. Because the fear of Chayim Kohen, the Gemara is Gevalt. The Gemara knows about Tam Kikir. Of course, if you don't look for Nepach at all, the Gemara is also Gevaldik. That's the Rash. If you don't look for Tam Kikir, there's no Nepach, so then the Gemara is Gevaldik, except that there's the issue of the Tosha Rosh, what happened to Chatzis Shir also in the Ratar. Who cares if it's Gezayis, but it's Gezayis, but it's Gezayis, but it should be a Chatzis Shir. That the Rash himself asked. He said, well, maybe Abai held like a Shlokish. The Rotesh Rosh, maybe Chatzis Shir is also with the Taroivas, is Mutter out of the Taroivas. But other than the problem of Chatzis Shir, the Sugya is if you don't have an Nepach at all, the Sugya is pretty good. If you hold like a Chaim Kohen, it's also pretty good. There's a Nepach, there is Tam Kikir, with a Nepach even, but only on condition that you have Kizayis Bechdechil Esfas, which is the Machlekes Abayin of Din. According to Abdini, when you have Kizayis Bechdechil Esfas, you give a link on the Isser, now there's a Nepach, you link on the Kizayis from the Taroivas. According to Abayin, there's no such thing as Kizayis Bechdechil Esfas. So not only will you be off your lake on the Issa, you won't be like on the Torah either, because Nepach won't get off the ground. So you have to come on to Hetem and Starf Issa. Could be, once you have Hetem and Starf Issa, then you'll say Nepach too. But the same way, according to Abdim, when you have his eyes, they have his bas, Nepach kicks in. Could be, if you have eye, when you have Hetem and Starf Issa, also Nepach will kick in. What's the difference? You could be like on the Issa. As long as you can be like on the Issa, the Issa can be Mahapach with Torah. So according to Abdim, you could be like on the Issa, took his eyes, but they have his bas, and now it's Mahapach with Torah. According to Abai, that won't work. His eyes pick as fast as they're abonim. But there's another way to be like on the Isser. We'd have to miss the Isser, and that would be Mahapach with Tarevis. Could be. It makes sense. But our proponent now, so gives to fear of Chaim Kohen, the going to say that the Gemara is a big siyua to the Shita of Chaim, to the Shita of Chaim Kohen. Now he says, we'll take 5 minutes, we'll dive in here. So, but then he says, that's a poshut. He says, the Chaim Kohen should live here, Ashba, the Rashman Teres Abayis. Shekosav af l'teretz of Chaim. The Rashba brings the teretz of Chaim Kohen. He doesn't bring the shem of Chaim Kohen. He brings the shem of Dari for some reason. But he brings the teretz that Rav Yochanan is talking about. He brings the shem Dari, which is the chor of Chaim Kohen. I mean, it's not the person, but the shita. That if you have a kizayis b'techil espras. You like it, and if you don't have a kezayis b'techil espas, then you're not like it. The Goyen understands it to mean well. Let's read inside. He says that the Rashi says that even according to Chaim Kohen, that you only like if you have a kezayis b'techil espas, but pachas b'techil espas is still a deraisa. Can we call chatzis shiur rabbeichem? The Rashba says that even though you only like when you have a Kezayis B'Techil Esfas, but even less than Kezayis B'Techil Esfas still also has Chatzis Shir. The Gaon assumes that he's saying it within the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen. Now again, it's not so pashut. The Rash himself does not use the words nefesh. The Rash himself just says that when you have a kezayis v'chechilas pas, then there's tam kikir and you like it. When you don't have a kezayis v'chechilas pas, then you're not like it, but it's still also al schatz yishir. Hayet shalemer that the Rash was going like the Rash, if there's no such thing as nefesh at all. And he's not talking about eating a kezayis v'chechilas. He's talking about if you have a kezayis v'chechilas pas and you ate the whole parayvis. You ate the whole pras, then you like it, and you ate half the pras, then it's also mishum chatzishir. For some reason, the Goyin sees here also, it's like a pattern in the year. He sees nefesh in many shikas, where in places where we wouldn't necessarily see it. But he reads the Rashba also holds from nefesh. And the Rashba is saying that even though there's a nefesh, and even though nefesh is only in condition that you have a kizayis to bear through his pras, a la Reb Chaim Cohen, but if you don't have that, it's still also mishum chatzishir. You're not like Olam, but it's still also mishum chatzishir. So then the Gemara is still shver, because it should still be also chatzishir, like the place of the Rosh Hashanah. But the Kitzur, the Gemara is saying, that he thinks that there's a tzad to say in Reb Chaim Cohen, that if you have a kezayis b'chilas pas, then there's tam kikur and there's nefach. And if you don't have a kezayis b'chilas pas, then there's no nefach, and it's not even also mishum chatzishir. And then the Gemara is givaldik b'amish. And then you have a kezayis v'chilas pas, then you have nefach and you have an issur d'oraisa with malchus, even the kezayis in terms. And if you don't have kezayis v'chilas pas, like Abaye, then you don't have nefach at all, and it's not even a chatzishir because there's no tam ki'ikr. Tam ki'ikr only happens when you have a kezayis v'chilas pas, then you have tam ki'ikr, and then you have nefach, and then you have everything. And when you don't have a kezayis v'chilas pas, then you don't have tam ki'ikr, and not only that, nefach, you don't even have tam ki'ikr in the first place, and it's bottled root. And then the sugya's mamash, then Agamor is Abaye, Agamor, the kasha teratimi. Works out very, very, very beautifully. But the Rashba says the fear is not the way. That even the fear of Chaim Cohen, is the way he's reading the Rashba, that even the fear of Chaim Cohen, there's no nefach to be like in a kezayis in the Teredes. But you still be also as chatzi shir. Then the sugi still show what happened to chatzi shir. Right? That's the Zerosh's kasha. Anyway, that's the Zerosh's kasha. Not in the Chaim Cohen's world, but then anyway, there's other ways to ask that kasha. So we have ways to deal with it. He says the Rosh is not mashmal like that. It's mashmal according to Chaim Cohen. If you don't have a kezayis v'chilas pas, it's mutter mamish. Shekosav, because the Rosh writes at the end the hashdel of sakra ben atam im nishba leikosav gam kem l'divrei ben achilav Chaim. Mishum l'idei chiluk ben kezayis v'chilas pas imay. The Rosh says when he's summing up, he says rashi tam kikus derabonim. Ben atam the tam kikus of deraisa with the nepach. And Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says, I told that yes, there's a nefach with the tam kikur d'oraisa, but only on condition that you have a kezayis v'chilas pas. And then the Rosh is at the end that hashdel point of tam, if you have something that you have a tarevus, and you don't know if there was shishim, you don't know if there was nice and tam, but I know that it wasn't a kezayis v'chilas pas. Sorry, I know there was shishim. I know there was shishim. I don't know if there was shishim. I don't know if there was shishim, but I know. Yeah, but the case is, I don't know if it was shishim, but presumably I know there was a kezayis v'chilas pas. I mean, I know there was not a kezayis v'chilas pas. Probably. I mean, I know if it was shishim, but it was more than 1 in 6. So the Rosh says that l'fi Rashi, for the fear of enatam, it's a sfeika d'oraisa, and you have to be machmir. L'fi Rashi, it's a sfeika d'rabbanan. Tam kikis d'oraisa is botul chavetrei. Tam kikis d'rabbanan. So if it was nishbach, and I don't know, it's a sfeika d'rabbanan. Shishim is a d'rabbanan. So I don't know if we make it. L'fi of enatam, tam kikis d'oraisa. So I need shishim with the raisa to make sure there was no tam. So if there's nishbach, you have to be machmir sfeika d'oraisa. Why? So he says, Rabbeinu Tam, why does he have Chaim Cohen? Because the fear of Chaim Cohen, since I know that it was less than the kezayis v'chilas pas, so if I do, it's only sfeika d'rabbanan. So Mashman Rashi says that if Chaim Cohen holds that it's a sfeika d'rabbanan, it's not necessarily the raisa at all if you don't have kezayis v'chilas pas. The deacon, the Rosh not supposed to, he might have meant Rabbeinu Tam lafuf lafuki from Rashi. Didn't mean Rabbeinu Tam lafuki from Chaim Cohen. The fundamental machlokes is hankikah deraisa derabbanan is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The detail about Chaim Cohen, Chaim Cohen is on Rabbeinu Tam's team. The divrei Rabbeinu Tam means Rabbeinu Tam and all the followers of Rabbeinu Tam who hold the Tam kikah deraisa, which includes Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, with his extra wrinkle that it's totally in kezayis, that if you don't have a kezayis b'chilas pas, it's only a chatzi shir. Anyway.
And then he brings the Torah, that the Torah is a misprint, it says Rabbi Tam and Shulia Chayim Kos.
Which is strange, actually, because there are twists of the Farish that even according to Rabbi Tam, which the going is now being my idea to read or Chayim Kos, that you need a Kazayas to pay a Chayim Kos to say that, but the Torah says the Farish that if you don't have a Chayim Kos, it's still Chayim Kos, it's still Osim Shem Chatzishim. Which he holds is not really the Shita Rufina of Rav Chaim with Kohen, except according to the Rashba's version, which he thinks is problematic, it's not so Gishmak on the Sukhim Tzachim. But in the Rashba's version, he's Madaik, that Rav Chaim Kohen is saying that it's not even a Chatzis Shir. And then he quotes the Tur, and he's like, yeah, that the Tur is Rav Chaim Kohen, Rav Chaim Kohen. But in the Tur, it says like the Rashba, that Rav Chaim Kohen, even the fear of Chaim Kohen, that there's a Nepach, and that Nepach requires Kizayis Betechilis Fas. But if you don't have the desire to pray for Achilles fast, it's not. It's still also Mishum Chassish. Okay, we have to stop it. So listen, I think like this. I think it's Kedai Dechazim this time. Because there's a big sequel here of the Shittus and how it plugs into the Sugya, and it's Kedai. And I don't know if to spend hours and hours on it, but it's Kedai to read through the guy. Again. Because this guy is a nice guy to refer back to. But what I want to just bring out, and tomorrow maybe we'll talk about it for a few minutes, is that the Gaon is telling me that there's a machlokes rishonim within the Shita of Chaim Kohen. Within the Shita of Chaim Kohen, that you only say nefach when you have kezayis for tefilas fas. So does that mean that when you don't have the kezayis for tefilas fas, there's no tam kikur at all in its mutar mamish min atar? Or does it mean that when you don't have the kezayis for tefilas fas, you don't have a nefach to be like a kezayis from the tarevus, but it's still also midirai sals tam kikur? The Gaon is telling me that's a machlokes rishonim. I just want to talk in svar a little bit what that would be, what that would be tolian. Maybe we'll have on that. And then we'll go on to one place. Let's have a look. We'll have a look. We'll make a quick thing down here.